very wet.
It says from Mandar City. It quotes Gautama Tantra, Kleem Karat Asmijat Vishvam, Iti Prana Shri Siddhaha.
Again.
Kleem Karat Asmijat Vishvam.
Karat?
Karot
Asmijat Vishvam. Karoti Asmijat Vishvam.
Iti Prana Shri Siddhaha.
I don't think that.
I don't know. Huh? The Upanishad, yeah, this is different. This is a different point.
We don't
worry about that.
This is very third class.
Yeah.
Explanation.
But it's quoted here to show different
idea. So, lower stages,
yeah.
Adhikari, like me. And for you, that. Explanation is very, very appropriate.
What you have said is what my guru Maharaj said one day. There was some smell of somebody cooking meat in a nearby place. And he said, "Do you smell it?" I said, "I don't smell it." He said, "Because you are liberated." But I am a conditioned soul. I have to smell it. I have different things. I will quote both.
I have seen that. But yet I prefer that. Where there is any relation of Jagat and Jagat region Vyapar, we don't like to follow that. But for lower degrees person, it may be such. But it cannot be. It can satisfy me, but not you. Do you like this? No?
So if there is a different trip,
you can know.
But I mean to say, if they give that Kaala as Radhika, and here it says that he is Radhika, I can quote both. And so they're just giving different.
No. Have you booked?
Yeah, everybody has a cup.
At first, we have to do pranam to Raghunath Das Krishna, Rupa Krishna, Rupa Kanya Mahaprabhu. first we should know that who is Raghunath Thakur. You know? In a book, Gopal Guru has stated that Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Paruk Sutta, is Raghunath. But his nickname is Tulsi. All Sakhis always use this name, Tulsi. But also Sakhis. He has come with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavan. It was in the name of all Sakhis. His Guru was Raghunath Das, Diksha Guru, and Kul Guru himself. He has some association with Haridas Thakur. And he first met with Nityananda. After that he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From boyhood he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised not to leave your home, father and mother, so early. This would be first right, and then this. Gramya Vartana Sundekan. Gramya Vartana. Bolibhe Gramya Vartana Sundekan. Thalo na khaide, thalo na paride. Amani mano gaye kar sunam. He told Raghunath Das, this is return to your home. Don't be mad. Avist, Uttejit. That seeing one person, he becomes enthusiastic and does anything. But after that, when his fever comes down of that, then he thinks that I have done. So now you are very child in this religion. This would not be over. What is go and love your father and mother outward and have nistha in your body. God one day help you and you will achieve your ultimate goal. He went there and lived with his wife, father and mother. After some time, Nityananda came in Sukhare, Panihati. I have gone to Panihati. And there he gave mercy to Raghunath Das. after that, one day, his guru came. He was very lonely, in darkness, and told that Raghunath Das, my one disciple has come, and my Thakur Puja is not good. So come and see, and let us go to that disciple, engage in Thakur Das. He was very glad. He came out of palace. No one disturbed. There were so many watchkeepers who were attending on Raghunath Das. But they saw that guru with him. So no one disturbed. When he went out of the palace, he told that, "You should go to your home. I am going alone to that person. I will go to them." And he told that person that go, order. He went, and also Raghunath Das went to Jagannath. Then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the hands of Swarup Namaskar. And there are so many pastimes of his bhajan there. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Namaskar and mercy to Swarup Namaskar. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, she became astralis. He then left to eat chawal dal or anything. After some time, after 3 or 4 months, Sub Damodar also went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a prakat leader. He used to eat only fruits and milk and light. He left. Then he came to Govardhan. To live his life from jumping Govardhan. At the living Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him 2 things, Govardhan Sila and Gunjamala, which Sankarananda Pandit have given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from the Vrindavan, Sankarananda, Brahmacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to archan personally by this water,
yes,
and this flower, heart flower. He used to keep it sometimes on his heart, sometimes on his lips, sometimes in his heart. Sometimes he could not find that where should I keep it. After 3 months, he gave it to Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das Goswami thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Govardhan, that Govardhan shelter he has given. By this, he has given me 2 Govardhan, 5 Govardhan. And by Gunjamala, he has given the lotus seed of Radhika. When he used to worship, he used to take it in Kunjama, in Ashraya of Aradhika. He used to serve Govardhana in the shape of Krishna. And always thinking himself. When he came with two things to Vrindavan, he met Rupa and told his view that I am going to Vrindavan. He did not disclose his idea that he will jump from Vrindavan, but they knew that he wants to jump and give life. Nathan Goswami told that don't do so. You are my brother. And Rupa Goswami, he told his own activity that at first I went from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and in the middle, I have a robe of khujli, and water was coming from my whole body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, he used daily to come and to do like this. And his water touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, so he became so much different. Thought that I should live my this body in going in the under the wheel of chariot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it and told that you have given this body to me and now you are being mukta, swatantra, not giving. Well, verbally you are giving, internally you are giving. You have no adhikar on this body. Second thing, that if I knew that by giving my life, I can have the service of Radha and Krishna, I will daily want to die lakhs and lakhs times. But I know that by dying Krishna and Krishna prema cannot be had, it will be received by only Krishna bhajan. So you do Krishna. So you can die, but you cannot receive Krishna by dying. So you should die, you should do bhajan at Radha Guru Govardhan. Anything? You want anything? Raghunath Das Goswami has so much association with Rupa Goswami, and he took everything of Rupa Goswami. Nathana Goswami also as a shikshadu, but he followed fully as Rupa Goswami. What is Manjari? He was a Manjari. What is Manjari? There are five kinds of Sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priyanarka Sakhi. Five kinds. Nitya Sakhi are like Dhanishta, who are serving Krishna, and they are supporting Krishna. Krishna adhik sneha. To have sneha more than Radhika towards Krishna. These are Sakhis. They also serve Radhika, Radha and Krishna, but they are adhik sneha to Krishna. Priya Sakhi and Paramprestha Sakhi, or Paramprestha Sakhi are called also Priya Narma Sakhi. Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi are only Narma Sakhi. Paramprestha or Param Priya Narma. So last two, that is Priya Sakhi and Priya Narma Sakhi, are Samasneha. Samasneha? But yet they are some attracted to Radha, Sri Radhika, towards Radhika. They sometimes rebuke Krishna when they suffer towards Srimati Radhika. And sometimes they rebuke also to Srimati Radhika when he is in anger and is so much hard towards Krishna. And they like that Krishna should be under Srimati Radhika. And they also say, the severity of Srimati Radhika. But yet they are some. Last one, then two. Prana Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. They are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have. These are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have Adhik Sneha. Adhik, you know, more Sneha to Radhika. Both. Prana Sakhi, Nitya. They always serving, being with Radhika, wherever Radhika is. There are so many forms. They are very much pleased if Radhika is. If Radhika feels separation, they feel separation. If Krishna meets to Radhika, they meet to, they feel in their heart that they are making it. One day I have told you, like Manjari, TV is playing with Pushpa, flower. And Manjaris are so happy. Eh? One day, Srimati Radhika told her any sakhi to whom he has so much affection that Mani Manjari is my so obedient friend. In Manjari, Mani Manjari. I want that Krishna should meet him. Go tell by any skill that Krishna is watching and waiting in a Sanket Kunja. And you should by any way, you should take her to Krishna. It is my desire. That is my desire, that this is Krishna. she went to that Manimanjari and told in his that way. That's the significance. Krishna is cutting for you. And I know the will of all the happiness. Will not be any. But she has not told me to come to you. But I know her will. She told in so many ways, various. But she told that. Don't tell me. I never did. Because when I see meeting Radhika and Krishna, I feel so much pleasure. Then I will meet with Krishna. Any man thinks where something greater thing will be achieved. Anyone does not effort for lose. When Krishna meets with Radhika, it is for my gain. And when I will meet with Krishna, it is a very great loss. So why I will choose loss? So, Srimati Radhika has so much faith that once Rup Manjari or any Manjari was there, and Srimati Radhika wanted that this is Rup Manjari to be Krishna. And he thought towards Krishna and did Isara in this was quite home. Krishna wanted that to fell upon the feet of Krishna. And Radhika Dasi, when you meet, I have so much pleasure that I can. So I request you to give that pleasure, not this. So, this is called tattat bhav ikshasmika. Kamanuga bhakti is of two types. One, kamanu of two parts. One, tattat bhav ikshasmika. And one, sambhogatmika. Lalita Vishakha, Chandravali, Radhika. And all are sambhogatmika. And those who become so much pleased have all the things and all the symptoms only seeing Radha and Krishna meeting. What Radhika has experienced by Krishna, they have more experience than meeting. That is called bhav ichhasmika. Tattat bhav ichhasmika. Tattat means the speciality of meeting Radha and Krishna. And its bhav of understanding. They only want to serve like this. But they have all the things that a Naika or a Sambhogatmika Goti have. More than, not less. So it is called Satta Bhavare Sasmika Kamanuga. So Rup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, or all of this. How it can be that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come to this world to give blessing, not Radhika love, are like Anand. Anarpit charing sirat, karunaya vatirnah kalau, samarpayitum unnat ujjwal rasan, unnat ujjwal rasan, that is unnat rasan. That is soul kind of. So, can it have what Srimati Radhika has Mahabhava, Madan and Modan? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Radha Bhav Aswadan, Radhaya Pranay Mahima. This is his own desire. And to give this Bhav only, Manjari Bhav, to serve Srimati Radhika and when Chaitanya Rupa and Sanatana Goswami advised to Krishna and give Radhakund place to lead them and to do bhajan, he was always crying for Radhika. No? And he was Lord Purusha. Lotna Potna, Lutana. In the dust it was lying.
Rolling.
In the dust of Radhika, Radhika. Though he was a special sakhi of the Radhika, never separated. Yet in this Leela, as a Rupa Raghunath Das Krishna, he has played the role of a jeev, Raganugas Sadhav, and highest role. By Yogamaya, he was not pretending. Actually, he felt like this. And by his self, by Yogamaya, as Krishna being God of God, and he yet with by seeing the stick in the hand of Yashoda, and actually he with and he has a fear for Yashoda, he is not pretending. So in the same way, being near and dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, he is not pretending here. By Yogamaya, he is doing actually what he is. So he has two roles. One role, practicing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti. And by his Siddha Sari as a Rupa Manjari, at the same time serving Radha and Krishna. Siddha Deh is Bhaman Kariya, Aratya Dine Chinte Radha Krishna. Aratya Dine Siddha Radha Krishna. There is a Siddha Sari in every jeev. How it can be achieved? There's something in your body?
Something.
Huh? No. Anything? Disturbing your body?
No.
I think something. No. If you like this, for serving Radha and Krishna, without Siddha Deva one cannot. This body is not fit for serving that Radha and Krishna. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first time, this, by this also we can do doesn't happen. But for that, by Siddhade, Manas Deha, Manas Chintan, it is essential. How it can be? If a man has greed, and he has gone to a Siddha Gurudev, and he is very eager to serve Radha and Krishna, then at first he will make clear all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he will watch in what rasa he has tasted, and accordingly he will let him hear the appropriate Krishna pastime. This will be very useful for him. After that, by and by, he will tell Sarup Siddha Katha. Sarup Siddha, you know, when bhava comes in this body, it is called Sarup Siddha. And after that Sarup Siddha, we can imagine, after that imagination, we can have some realization. After that time, more and more we will hear all these things and do practices of Raganga Bhajan. Gradually, the Siddha Sari will come out by the grace of Yoga Maya. By thinking, we cannot do anything, only by the grace. Or if Guru is capable and Siddha Guru there, and having a realization of all these things to the life, he will see in what rush his Siddha Sari is, like Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar, his Guru Dev, gave that thing. So, if a man has Raganga Bhakti, he will surely see that what my Siddha Dev is, and he will try hard to achieve it by the grace of Krishna, Guru and Bhagavan. Without this, he cannot think about Astayama Leela. Who is he? He does not. He has no idea of Krishna and Radhika, that how beautiful and how they are. So he should know his Seva, Vasan, Bhushan, Ayu means age. Who is his husband, her husband? Who is father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law? Where he lives? Where his marriage has been done? Everything will have to. Then, Sarup Siddhi is. And he is doing all this. After that, then he will be matured in this. Then Yog Maya will take him after death in a sphere where Krishna Leela is going on. And there in Gopi home will have birth, and the association of Nitya Siddha he will completely realize and serve Radha. Here, Raghunath is Raghunath Goswami. We should think that he was Manjari. And he was Raga Nuga Sadhak. We should not think that he was Siddha. He was Siddha, no doubt. But yet, we can follow him only if you know that he is Raga Nuga Sadhana. We cannot follow Krishna or any Siddha Mahapurusha, only Sadhana. So we should know that Raghunath Das Goswami is a Sadhana. And how he has done Sadhana, we should gradually follow it. Here Raghunath Das Goswami waiting on the bank of Radha. In his last life, when for a second he cannot live without darshan of Sri Radha, feeling so much separation, and for serving his praying to Radhika. These are flowers. These are Vilap means crying. Crying is weeping is flower. When he sometimes have one kind of bhav, separation, or praying for service, having service, it is one kind of flower. And so similarly, so many flowers, about 108 are in. And all slokas that he has uttered are only for Manjari Bhava, not in a Naika Bhava. So he is first praying his Gurudev, not Jadunandana Acharya, not Sanatana Goswami, not Sri Damodar. They are all Guru. Swarup Damodar is also so much best Guru. But yet first he is offering his prayer to whom his life has been dedicated, and he has received. I have told something. Now, here. One thing, perhaps second day or that day, I have cleared that who Manjari is Manjari. There is no direct sangha with Krishna, but yet she has some signs. Symptoms of meeting Krishna. So only as a Manjari, what Srimati Radhika feels, what she has, symptoms, all symptoms are clear in her. So it is not against the persons of Chaitanya Charitamrita are usual in Manjari, that Manjari don't like to meet Krishna. So every symptom comes out. When he kissed Radhika, Krishna kissed Radhika, so the symbol of kissing comes on the face of Krishna. When Srimati Radhika anger to Krishna, the angerness comes on the mouth of Krishna. What she receives, what she thinks, every what she anubhav karta, experience, everything, more than